Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a Thursday morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. It's getting warmer. It's nice.
Spring could only be just...
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I do believe we're being set up and that we'll get hit hard.
Yeah, well, it's not uncommon to have a snowstorm in April.
No, and what I don't like about this is when it gets warm, the buds come out. Then if it gets really cold, they all freeze. Then we don't get flowers.
Well, from our gardens to our politics and the debate last night to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders sparring pretty hard. Seems like Hillary Clinton went pretty tough on Bernie Sanders, the Times editorializing. A lesson in Hillary Clinton's loss in Michigan. If she hopes to unify Democrats as the party nominee, trying to tarnish Bernie Sanders is not the way to go.
Well, let me put it this way. There's a big difference between the Rust Belt and Florida. The big issue in Florida, apparently, was this fight over the way in which either candidate thought about or treated Hispanics. And this is a huge demographic in the Democratic Party, and I think both are concerned. Look, you have Bernie Sanders, who announces that the banks are bad, they have been bad, the rich are getting richer, and it's basically an intellectual and a legitimate intellectual position. Hillary Clinton comes on with more of a humanist. You got to work the system. You got to understand the process in order to do this. I think my instinct is that Hillary is a little better off in Florida than she was in Michigan, where you have this massive unemployment and all of this unhappiness. But I could be wrong, and I've certainly been wrong before.
Let's stick with Florida and now look at Marco Rubio as the test for the Republican primary next Tuesday comes.
Well, the polls are showing him in third place. If, in fact, that's what happens, he's done. Cooked turkey, put a fork in it. And if, in fact, does much better and carries Florida, then he's back in the race. It is obvious to so many people that Trump is in the lead, and one would expect that the polls in this case will probably ring true.
You spoke with Republican Assemblyman Jim Todisco yesterday about the presidential race and who he would support. And, well, there wasn't an answer, really.
Not really. And I have to tell you, this is a very tough thing for a lot of Republicans. And I'll tell you why. Because there are not an awful lot of attractive candidates here. Many of them think that if you support Trump, it's irresponsible. If you support Cruz, he's too far to the right. Rubio seems to be the establishment candidate, but out of it. So where are you going to go? It's a very tough situation for a lot of Republican policymakers, especially those in a state like New York or Massachusetts, because if you choose wrong at a time like this, the implications for your own future could be quite severe.
Let's go over the pond and the future of Germany. And sort of an ominous article, Alan, in the New York Times, which talks about this. Frank Petri, a brisk, garrulous leader of the Alternative for Germany party, is riding a tide of angry populism and finding success at the polls. This all has to do with migrants and Angela Merkel's support for them, including talking of shooting migrants, which came from Petri.
Well, look, Merkel has been an extraordinary leader. She's done what needed to be done, particularly in a country like Germany, which does have this really clouded past, and is saying we are the most progressive country. We're going to accept immigrants. And then along comes Donald Trump in the United States, or a right-wing leader in Germany, playing to people's fears and the populist fears, and it works. So whether it's build a wall from Trump or this kind of basically fascist reaction in a country like Germany, this is something that where politicians and their ethics are really tested to see whether they're human beings or whether winning at all costs is what it's all about.